Open your Bibles this morning with me to Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. As you're turning there, you know, the Lord's been speaking to me this week about the latter rain and the latter days. And, you know, the prophet Joel said in Joel 2:28, he said, "He shall pour his spirit about upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And on my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out my spirit in those days." And we're in the latter time. We're in the latter days. And it's kind of interesting. When I was praying this week, the Lord said, he was speaking to me about asking for rain when it's raining. And I said, "Well, Lord, what are you talking about? Ask for rain when it's raining." He says, "My people, My children are satisfied before they get everything that I have for them. And once they get to that place, they think, 'Oh, okay, I got it,' or 'I got part of it, so everything's okay.'" And one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is it's always good to be thankful. It's always good to be grateful. But I shall never be satisfied till the fullness of God comes. Amen. And if I'm already satisfied and I'm not seeking the fullness of God, it goes right by me, or I miss it, or I give up right when it's in my neighborhood. You know? So when he was saying that, he says, he wants you to get a hold of this. Asking for the rain is not insane. It's for your gain. And when you ask, it will never be in vain. I'm a poet and I know it. Amen. I don't know about you, but the things that the Lord has shown me and given me vision of, I have not witnessed yet. I've witnessed partiality or parts, but I haven't seen it. So every time I gather and every time I come, I'm expecting it. I don't know. Let me speak to some mamas here. When you were carrying your baby and you were expecting it, did you give up because it didn't come? Or when the pain of birthing came, did you say, "Oh, this is too much, I'm giving up"? You knew that relief was coming once that baby was born and birthed, and that's what the Lord is trying to say to us. He wants to birth something in our atmosphere. And in the midst of the birthing, there may be some pains. You may have some birthing pains, but he says, "Trust me and see that I will not do what I said I would do." So with that in mind, in Zechariah chapter 9, verse number 11, the word of God says, "As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee when I have bent Judah for me, filled the bow with Ephraim, and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as a sword of a mighty man. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrows shall go forth as the lightning. And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. And the Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones. And they shall drink and make a noise as through wine. And they shall be filled with like bowls, and as the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people. For they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids." Now I believe that verse number chapter 10 verse 1, it should have been the last verse of chapter 9. And he gives us the how. "Ask ye the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. The title of this morning's message is The Rain, Our Gain. Amen. We're going to look at to request, amen, to rain, and to reap. Amen. Everybody want to reap something in the house today? Amen. Amen. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. So first off and foremost, he says, ask rain in the time of the latter rain. Amen. And you know, it's something in, and when you look at it in the natural, it's like the spring rain. And the spring rain brings the blossoms and the flowers and the blossoms to the flowers. And the spiritual rain, the latter rain, brings life to the body of Christ and to the world. Amen. And he says first is to request. We have not because we ask not. Amen. He says, ask rain. Ask the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So as we're asking for rain, he says to us, Jesus said in John 16, to request. Jesus said in verse number 24, he said this. He said, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. You know, he says, ask for the fullness of joy. Amen? So that we'd be full of joy. Not just joyful, but I want to be full of joy. Amen? I want my joy to be overflowing. Amen. Amen. And I don't know if I look at my adversity will be what's overflowing. But if I look at what God's placed in me, the fruit of the Spirit, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And the adversary is constantly coming to try to steal your joy. That's why the Lord is saying, ask for rain in the rain. If you don't have joy, ask for it. Pray for it. Ask and you shall find, seek and you shall, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, everyone that seeks finds, and everyone that knocks, the door is open. Amen. And in other words, what are you expecting? What are you looking for? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting a lot more than what I'm seeing. Hello? I see much more that's taking place in the spirit realm than in the natural realm. But by faith, we bring the spiritual realm into the natural realm, and then things are changed in the atmosphere. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because God said so. Not because of me, not because of you. It's all about Him. Amen? You know, He tells you and I in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, He says to you and I, be careful for nothing, and that careful means to be anxious. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. We're asking for rain in the latter rain. This rain's bringing us joy. This rain's bringing us peace. The peace of God that surmounts all of our understanding. That He guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but sometimes I get dry. Amen? I need to be refreshed. I was sharing with Buddy a moment ago, and I shared this morning, Saturday morning, when I went out and to my car, the rain had frozen during the night, and there was ice crystals everywhere. And on my car where the rain dropped and bounced up, it froze as it bounced up. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like that. And one of the things the Lord is saying, God wants to do things different. There's some things that are coming that you've never witnessed before or never seen before. And don't get so stuck in yesterday. Don't get so stuck in the way things were before, because God's mercies are new every morning. God wants to do something new. Amen. I serve a very innovative God. Amen. Amen. He is the one that created this universe. He's the one that spoke it into existence. All he has to do is breathe and things happen. Amen. So he says to you and I, that the Word of God says in Acts chapter 17, we're looking at requesting. We're asking rain and the latter rain. Verse number 27. He says that they should seek the Lord if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. For him we live and move and we have our being. So when I was looking at that, he said, when I'm asking for rain, the rain. He says, then he says, I will bring you bright clouds and showers of rain. Now, when I see a bright cloud and I hear a bright cloud, this isn't a sad, sorrowful cloud. Amen. There's a bright, God is a bright, shining light. Amen. And his cloud, even though the cloud and the rain's there, he's behind the cloud and there's brightness that shines through it. I was reminded in 1 Kings chapter 18, there had been dryness in the land for 3.5 years. There had been dryness, and the prophet is prophesying and speaking about, and 1 Kings 18, verse number 41, he said, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Now the rain hadn't came yet. The clouds were far away. But the prophet Elijah was seeing it in the Spirit of God. He was hearing from heaven the abundance of rain that was getting ready to come. But he didn't stop there. He had to continue to pray that word forth. And he sent his servant to go look. And his servant went 7 times. And on the 7th time, the 7th time meaning perfection, the servant came down back and said, I see a cloud about the size of a man's fist. Amen. But the Bible says that the rain came and the floods and the rain came. Amen. And so you might not be watered right now. You might need some refreshing. You might need some restoring. You might need some restoration in your life. And the Lord says, and what he said today is he said, I hear the abundance of rain. And the Spirit, I hear the abundance of rain. That rain is coming. I hear it, a freshing, a refreshing for the body of Christ, a reaching of this world, and I hear the sound of rain coming. Amen. And it's a bright, shiny cloud. Amen. It isn't a dark cloud. It isn't a dismal cloud. It's a bright, shiny cloud. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah 55. Verse number 9, the Word of God says this. He says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I don't know about you, but that sounds like there's a lot of rejoicing taking place. Amen. Look at your neighbor and says, God declares you as the trees of his righteousness. Can you clap your hands? Can you clap your hands? You know, what the adversary really wants to do, children of God, is he doesn't want you to have revelation of who you are and what God's called you to and who is in you, so he can have you in a dismal state, okay? But God's come to give us life in the abundance thereof. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm out and I'm running in the park, amen, and the breeze starts a-blowing, I see the trees and the leaves waving back and forth. Amen. And it just reminds me of the whole earth and whole creation giving him glory, giving him honor, giving him praise, for he is the King of Kings and he's the Lord of all lords. Amen. Amen. And he deserves all of our praise and worship. How many know that most of the time on Sunday morning, truthfully, listen to me, how many know on Sunday morning we normally don't feel like praising him and we don't feel like worshiping him? How many know that on Sunday morning as you're trying to get up and you're trying to come to church, that the adversary does everything he can to try to block you, to trip you up, to mess up your head. But God says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. He's called you. He's appointed you for such a time as now. Amen. You're here for purpose and reason, and it's not just for you. He's instilling things in you that you have for someone else. Amen. I don't know about you, but God loves everyone. He has a plan for lives, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus. Amen. I don't think we should give the adversary too much space. What's that? Hallelujah. Praise God. In Joel chapter 2, the prophet Joel. You better behave yourself, you'll get in trouble. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. The prophet Joel said this. He said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he have given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. In other words, the rain's going to join together. There's an outpouring coming. And all the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And when we're speaking about the wine and the oil and the Spirit, we're speaking about the Holy Ghost. We're speaking about the Spirit of God. When he's pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, it's the Spirit of God that's being poured out. There's a latter rain. There's a fresh portion that's coming to the body of Christ that is already raining. Amen? We're not waiting for it. God's waiting for us. We're not waiting for him. Hello? Hello? God's waiting for us to say, okay, I believe you, and let's start acting on it. Amen? Amen? Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So if we're waiting to see it, there's no faith involved. So what God says to us, what does he say? Well, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen? And what is he saying us to do? He's asking us to request rain in this time of rain. I don't know about you, but that says to me we need to be around the altars praying that the Lord pours out his Spirit more. Amen. If I've been filled with the Spirit of God, I leak. I've got leaks all over. If you could see me and you could see me in the spiritual realm, if you see me and you see me walking, I'm filled with the Spirit of God. But as I'm filled with the Spirit of God, I got water flowing out here. I got flowing out here. I got leaks going out here and there. In other words, I got to continue to fill this well up. I got to continue to refill this well. Because if this well isn't filled, it's going to get stagnant. What's going to come out of it is stagnant water. And God wants freshness to be poured out. So if I want freshness to be poured out, I got to be constantly asking him for rain in the time of rain. I already have the Spirit of God, but I want more. I already have the gifts of God, but I want more. Hallelujah. Not for me, not so I could be prideful or arrogant, but that I could magnify the name of Jesus and glorify him and be used for his glory and for his honor. Amen. As he's pouring out this rain, he says, hey, we asking for rain. I don't know about you, but I'm not selfish, but I kind of want more. Anybody with me here? Come on, is anybody here with me? Amen. Have you seen enough yet? Do you need to see more? Amen. Have you need to see more? We ask for rain in the time of the latter rain, and he'll give us bright clouds and showers of rain. Now, when I look at showers of rain, when you have a shower, an afternoon shower, it's normally not a rainstorm, but the sun's shining, and all of a sudden, there's water that comes from the clouds. It's a bright, shining rain. It's a shower. And the light of the Lord is glory. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father in heaven all the glory. His light shining in this rain. Amen. This is a glorious rain. This isn't a doom and a gloom rain. You know, and you know how you get that sometimes when it's dreary out and it's raining and all of a sudden you get tired and you get wearied and you really don't want to do a whole lot because it's cloudy and it's like miserable out, and all of a sudden, but God says this rain that he's pouring out, it's a rain that's going to get you excited. It's a rain that's going to bring up life inside of you. I don't know about you, but I want to be alive. I want to be active. I want to be well. How many want to be completely whole in this room? How many know that every disease and every sickness has to bow to the name of Jesus? There is not any name that's named that cannot bow to the name of Jesus that does not have to bow to his name. Amen. God wants us healthy, wealthy, and wise. Hallelujah. God gave us his very best. Amen. And so we get to get excited. Somebody says, how do you get excited all of a sudden? It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. We ask that for the utmost. He gave us the utmost. The utmost is the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. So he's saying you ask for rain. We have to request rain in the rain. And I'll give you bright clouds and showers of rain, which is the rain that comes, okay? And God wants to pour out his rain. But he says it'll be grass in everyone's field. And when you look at grass in everyone's field, it speaks about harvest. Amen? It speaks about reaping. Amen? And when I was looking at that, in Matthew chapter 17, I was reminded in the Mount of Transfiguration. In verse number 5, it says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. But here is the main thing that God wants to get into your heart today. He said, hear ye him. Hear ye him. Are you listening? Are you listening? God is telling us, and in the midst of this, we're to ask rain in the rain. And as we're asking rain in the rain, he's going to give us bright clouds, sunshiny rain, and he's going to shower blessings. There'll be showers of what? What was that song, Barbara G?
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing. Sent from the Father above, showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Hallelujah. Showers of blessing. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Hallelujah. So he talks here about reaping, and one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about. And Luke chapter 10, he speaks of this great harvest that's coming. He said, in verse number 2, he says, "Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest." Amen. I believe that this latter rain, this refreshing rain, this bright cloud, this shower of rain is going to reach the lost and minister unto hearts and lives and ripen them to be harvest for the kingdom of God. Amen. You know, remember in the spring rain, the spring rain brings blossoms to the flowers, which means harvest, which means production. And that's what the Lord wants to do. It speaks of bringing life to something that was dead. Amen. It's kind of interesting. Jesus said, unless a seed go in the ground and die, if you ever see a seed goes in the ground and dies, and then it springs forth and sprouts. And that's what we do as children of God. We died to ourselves and we were resurrected or sprung up as a new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. But what he is saying in this reaping to us, he says to us in Galatians chapter 6, for us not to grow weary in well-doing. What well-doing are we talking about? We're asking for rain in the rain. And the bright clouds are coming, and there's showers of rain. And it's bringing grass to the field. In other words, it's bringing a harvest with it. And it's not only harvesting souls, but it's harvesting something in our lives. Amen? You know, it's kind of interesting that many times God has given us gifts of the Spirit that are in our bodies, and he's deposited them in us, but our gifts have become dormant. They become inactive. And this rain, this bright rain, this blow that's watering them is going to bring forth harvest and fruit, okay? So they, you know, so we can operate in that love, joy, and that peace, that long-suffering, that kindness, that gentleness, that meekness, that temperance, all combined with us having a measure of faith. But he says to us, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them the house of faith. So when I was thinking about this latter rain and asking for rain in the rain, I think the Lord was speaking to my heart about not being satisfied until all his word is fulfilled. Amen? He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He that's begun a good work in each and every one of us is faithful to see it through. Amen? I love that about the Father and the God we serve, that he never starts something he doesn't finish. Amen? And those things that you've been looking for and that you've been expecting and those things that he's given to you in vision or by dream, hold on to them. Keep prophesying. Keep praying them forth. Amen? Until you see the fulfillment of it all. He says for us to request. He says request the rain. And the rain will help us to reap the benefits. But also, in closing today, it calls for our reaction. In other words, God calls for you and I to react to his word. Amen? And I was looking at Acts chapter 4. Verse number 31. The Bible says, and when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. And it was like this. I was reminded of a shortcut that cooks use to make chicken. They use shake and bake. And the Father said to me, and that just, you know, that kind of corny, but the Father said to me, he wants to shake to keep men and women so they will not bake. Hello? You know, as sure as there's a heaven, there's a hell.
That's right.
Amen? And there's a good side and there's the other side of the story. Amen? And God says, if we will allow the Holy Ghost to shake us, then we can help some others so they won't bake. Hello? So what is the Lord saying to us in closing today again? He is saying to you and I simply this, that the prophet Zechariah said, ask for rain in the latter rain, that he would give us bright clouds and showers of rain, that he would give every man grass in his field. This speaks to us about to request, to rain, request the rain, to reap, but it calls for us to react. And I get so used to stuff, forgive me. Can we bow our heads and pray? Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to do to every heart and every life. You said in Zechariah prophesied that men and women would come out of the prison or the bondage that they were being held in. That they would be strengthened. That your word would go forth like lightning and thunder and different things that we can relate to. Like an arrow shooting. And as that arrow goes forth today, may it pierce our hearts and our lives. Your word declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the most important thing here today is this. Are you 100% sure if you died today that you would go to heaven? Not think so. Not maybe so, but I know so. And if you don't know for sure, God says you can know before you leave here today. He says, for whosoever shall call upon my name, and maybe you're not the place you need to be. Maybe you were once serving him, but you drifted away. You're not at that place, and you hear him drawing you to you him today. You feel him tugging on your heart. If that is you, would you just lift up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus. I see that hand. Is there another here? Pastor, I'm not at the place I need to be. I need his help. Is there anybody here at all? I see their hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? It's God's love that covers us. He says, his blood shall cover a multitude of sins. And I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to get up from your chair and come and meet me up here. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. This is between you and the Lord, and the children of God are here to support you. So if you raise your hand, would you come and please and meet me up here in the front, please? Would you please come? Don't be a shy. Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, I pray, Father God, that you minister to their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the boldness to stand. Your word says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Your word declares that these things have you written unto us that we may know that we have eternal life. So, Father, as we pray together, Father God, I pray for their faith to increase like never before. So as our faith arises, the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. Just pray with me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Lord, your word says, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Holy Spirit, take residence within me. My body is now the temple of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.